Evolution. It's the ever-changing story.
Answers with Ken Ham, who today is presenting radio program 3000 in the 11-year history of this broadcast. Well, Ken, what's new in the evolutionary story these days?
Mark, I recently visited the Smithsonian Natural History Museum in Washington, D.C., but I must admit my heart was broken as I watched hundreds of children and parents reading the labels on the exhibits that presented evolution as fact. I was walking through the human evolution exhibit and was reminded of the ever-changing storyline of evolution. One sign gave clear proof of that. In big, bold letters, it read, "What's new in human evolution?" And then it said, are you ready for this, Mark? Quote, "The science of human evolution is a fast-changing field. Much of the material in this exhibit is now out of date. We're developing a new exhibit based on the latest findings." End of quote. Of course, the evolutionists aren't questioning the idea that man evolved. They're just admitting that their ideas about how evolution occurred have changed. You know, Mark, evolutionists can change their ideas all the time, and that's okay for them as far as they're concerned, as long as they don't question evolution itself, of course. And yet all along the way, they present their ideas as fact, and they mock anyone like a creationist who questions them. Man's ideas continually change, but you know what's important? God's Word has never changed.
God's Word presents the true history of the world from beginning to end. Read Ken Ham's summary of the Bible in a booklet called The Seven Seas of History. It's available on our website, answersradio.com.